We head to the Stanley Fencing Gates hotline where we get to say hello to Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com. Jesse, how are you?
Doing well, guys. How about yourself?
Yes, sir. A big thumbs up, and it's week four. Yes. Hard to believe we got here as quickly as we did, but obviously the headline grabber is Maryville Alcoa. How do you see the matchup this year between the Tornadoes and the Rebels?
Definitely think it's going to be the best game of the night. I mean, it doesn't just grab headlines here. It's people around the state. I can't tell you how many times I've seen sports writers from Chattanooga or Nashville come over to cover the game just to see what it's like, and it garners that much attention. And I think this year will be an absolute classic. And you look at what Maryville's done so far, you look at what Alcoa's done so far, and you start to kind of look at the tail of the tape, and you see that, man, this could be a really fantastic football game. I think it's going to be a little bit higher scoring than we normally see, but it's I'm getting a little flack already on social media because I picked Alcoa to win. I picked them to win, I think, with a late two-point conversion. I think they're going to go for it at the end of the game in regulation, try to win it outright. And I just think it's going to be that evenly matched down to the very last minute tonight. And I really can't wait for it. This is a game, when you look at the Alcoa side of things, that Caden Buckles, their starting quarterback, had to sit and watch last year. He was ineligible at the time and had to watch Alcoa go through multiple quarterbacks to try to hold on and win that football game against Maryville. And Maryville rallied in the second half behind their quarterback, Carson Jones, who's back this year, who's a Furman commitment. And so I know Caden Buckles wants to get in the game, make an impression on this rivalry. It says he's a senior. He wants to leave some type of legacy in this rivalry game, and we'll see how he performs tonight. But just star-studded lineups on both sides of the football, and just absolutely can't wait for this game tonight.
Jesse, Alcoa's defense is typically phenomenal. Is it again this year?
It's really good, Jimmy. They're not putting up the crazy shutout numbers that they did over the last couple of years, and there's a big reason for that, and it's because of the graduation numbers that hit the starting lineup off of their 2020 championship team. You lose Gray Carroll, and you lose T.T. Suterus, and you lose just multiple players out of the secondary that played so well last year. So, and then you factor in the newness of their defensive line, and then one of their guys that they lost was to injury, and he might be back tonight. He's a senior defensive lineman, so they really had a patchwork defensive front so far this year. We've seen offensive lineman Lance Williams, who's a Power 5 prospect, get some spot time on the defensive line. I wonder if Bubba Jeffries, who's also a junior and a Power 5 prospect, maybe plays a little bit of defensive line tonight, because I know he, before he transferred to Alcoa, he was played both ways and really made an impact on that defensive tackle. So I'm sure Alcoa is going to do whatever it can to win this football game. And regardless if they do, I know their eyes is really on the 20th all-time state championship and seventh in a row. So they're going to try to protect, you know, their big-time players as much as they can. But this game means a lot to both communities, and would not surprise me in the least to see some kind of new wrinkle out of Alcoa's defense.
Jesse, give me a team that you think is maybe a little bit better than you thought so far, and a team that maybe not quite as good as you thought it would be.
Well, I think right now Dearden is the surprise team, and we actually picked them to upset South Doyle tonight. If you look at what Dearden has done defensively through the first 3 weeks, it's really impressive, shutting down West running game, making life difficult offensively for Oak Ridge, and then again putting the clamps down defensively against Hardin Valley a week ago. And so if Bearden can somehow scratch together 17 to 20 points tonight against South Doyle, I really like their chances to win. They have the defense to keep Sean Gary maybe somewhere in the 125 to 150 yards rushing tonight. And while that's still a lot for him, it's well below his average. He's over 200 yards rushing a game. So if Bearden can do that and put pressure on South Doyle offensively to produce elsewhere, maybe on the periphery, I like Bearden's chances. So they've definitely been one that's caught our eye tonight. In terms of a team that hasn't been as good as we thought, Powell's still really good. They're still trying to find some things out defensively. I'm not going to say that they've been a disappointment this year, because they haven't. They're still in our top 10 and still state ranked and still have one of the better chances to win a 5A state championship. But I thought early in the year with Walter Dolan and all the guys that they had coming back that they would be better defensively. They did a little bit better last week against Karnes, so they got another proving ground tonight. They're on the bus right now going up to Johnson City to take on Science Hill. And so that's a defensive unit that I want to see more out of over the next 3 to 4 weeks before I say, hey, that team right there can win a championship.
Jesse, when you take a look, Catholic, of course, last week got a huge win in its first as a region rival to Baylor. They jump up to number two in the top five in the Division II, 3A rankings. That move surprised you at all? And how big do you think that win last week was?
Well, it's big, and we talked about it before about how Catholic just hasn't gotten over the hump yet in Division II, AAA. They've competed at times, and they've gotten some spot wins here and there, but I think that win over Baylor was a big building block for not only the program, but head coach Corey Mobbs in his first year and a new staff, basically, to say, hey, we're doing the right things, and it's a huge buy-in moment for him with that fan base and with that program and with his locker room. So the fact that they could do that with a freshman starting quarterback is remarkable. And so it's going to be intriguing to see what they can do to better their position for the playoffs and to try to jockey into a position for a really good seeding. But as you know, there's no easy games in the playoffs in that division. So whether they're a one seed, two seed, four seed, it's going to be difficult once they get to November. But really like what Catholic has done so far, especially last week, getting Tommy Winton more involved. I think he had seven catches, 77 yards. I think he threw a pass. He made plays on the defensive side of the football. And whenever you get him engaged and locked in and making plays, it's only going to benefit your football team.
Catholic is open this week, as is Hardin Valley. We, on our station last night, we had the Rivalry Thursday game, which was Loudoun's rally and big win over Gatlinburg-Pittman. And then tonight we have West at Fulton for all the shameless plugging that goes on. So what do you think in the matchup as the Rebels go across town to take on the Falcons?
Yeah, it's one of the more intriguing games. We'll be at that game shooting some video. And It's a Fulton team that's looking to bounce back after their loss to Anderson County a week ago. I think deep in that game they got tired. We've talked about their lack of depth on this program before. They have fantastic starting lineup, the one that can really make big plays offensively, the defensive unit that's just one of the better ones around. And we're seeing Seth Vaughn, the Furman defensive line commit, get back into the lineup and get back into game shape. He missed the first couple of weeks, but late in that game against Anderson County, they just seemed exhausted, guys playing both ways, and just weren't able to manufacture the points when they needed. So I think that's something that they're going to have to work on. This is a West team that every bit as good as Anderson County and deep as Anderson County, really good defensive unit out of West as well. So I think it'll be a tightly contested football game. We like West to win maybe 17-13, but certainly we will not be surprised at all if Fulton pulls out a win at home tonight.
How do you see Central hosting Gibbs?
Well, Jimmy, actually that game got called off. Central got put into remote learning, and so they were not able to play. I think they did end up getting cleared, but just weren't able to get that game back together with Gibbs. Just a lack of preparation time, I think. So that one will not be going on tonight.
We saw Webb get their offense cranked up here recently. What about Webb at Greenback?
Yeah, well, I think that's another one that got called off at the 11th hour. But Webb is a team, like you mentioned, their offense finally got going. And Charlie Robinson won our player of the week for week three, over 300 yards passing, three or four touchdowns. He had a 74-yard touchdown run. So that's the productivity that we expected out of this Rusty Bradley offense. And we talked about Shavar Young, the eighth grader, who was going to be making his debut last week. He got into the end zone as well. So they have three really big-time playmakers at wide receiver that Charlie Robinson can throw to, and they're going to have a complimentary run game there at Webb. But really, their strength lies within the quarterback and the wide receiver position. So we'll see if they can kind of keep this momentum going, even though they're not able to play this week, and keep growing under that offense.
I'd ask you about another game, but I'm afraid they'll cancel it. So I'm going to head off to John.
Yeah.
Jesse, how good is Loudoun?
Or what?
How good is Loudoun?
Yeah, they They are definitely been one of the teams that's reached the latter rounds of the playoffs in Class 3 over the last few years, and I think a lot of that goes because of the experience they have at quarterback in Keaton Herrig. He's a coach's son, and obviously that has a certain brand of football to it, but he's taken his game to another level this year where it's not just, you know, go out and make the right throws and put it in others' hands. He's the guy now. He threw 6 touchdown passes last night. He can also run the football really, really well. You see his physique, and he's enhanced his physique for this year. I think he knew that he was going to have to run the football a little bit more. But as that game progressed last night, you started to see more and more guys start to make plays around him. And that's a positive sign for head coach Jeff Herrig going into the latter half of the season, that maybe he doesn't have to put all the onus on his son to make plays, not only in the regular season, but postseason as well. We saw Caden Dawkins have another big game. We saw Jackson Collins get in there and get some touchdown passes. And they have a young man named Quentin Chenault on the defensive end that kind of had a breakout game last night on TV. And so there are pieces in place for Loudoun to have yet another deep run in the 3A playoffs. And really liked how they never panicked last night. Halfway through the second quarter, they had negative 15 yards of offense and just could not get anything going. Guys were dropping passes, and they didn't panic, and they just kind of stayed the course. They made some adjustments that they talked about after the game, and next thing you know, they rang up over 300 yards of total offense by the end of the night. So really like their chances to finish off the year strong in the regular season and make a nice little run in the postseason.
And you always have, of course, fantastic coverage of all high school athletics that are going on. In fact, you got a couple of big stories that surround Bearden. First, a big match win for girls soccer against Farragut in their rivalry. And then there's also a post player for the Bearden girls basketball team that she's got some choices when it comes to college and could still get bigger offers, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And last night was a big, big matchup in local high school girls soccer with Bearden and Farragut. Of course, that always moves the needle in the soccer community. And Bearden, they had Brinley Murphy, and Farragut didn't. And Brinley Murphy is one of our players of the year from last season, and she's a Division I caliber product. And she can only keep her down for so long. And about midway through the second half last night, she started to really make an impact and got a couple goals and won that game. Bearden is nationally ranked as the number one team in the state, and they needed that win to keep that train rolling. Farragut's no slouch either. Definitely one of the better teams in this area, and would not surprise me again in the least to see them play again sometime in the postseason. But it was a big atmosphere last night. We got all the details from that game. You mentioned Avery Treadwell, the 6'3 junior post at Bearden, who just has made a tremendous impact on that program in 2 years. She's been playing quite a bit for Justin Underwood. And so we noticed she'd been getting a lot of offers over the summer and the early part of the school year. So it was just a good time to catch up with her before the preseason begins for Bearden, see what her options are, see what Power 5 programs might be on the cusp of offering her. And so you can get all the details from that as well. We also put out our first game film movie of the year. It's like a documentary series that we have, and that's been widely praised because of just how great it is. Sam Scott does a great job of shooting those, and our first trip was out to Coalfield. Of course, they are on the mend from losing their head coach Keith Henry to COVID back in December, and then his brother, who was an assistant coach, a month later. And so go out there and we tell the story of that community, and people can find that on our YouTube channel. It's only about 8 or 9 minutes long, but definitely worth the watch.
Jesse, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything, and we look forward to catching up with you next Friday.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You as well. Jesse Smithy of 5starpreps.com joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.